Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is Clocked In, the life development podcast where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, which means that we are committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Now, this is episode number 130. Wow, I can't believe that. Episode number 130, entitled Potential Won't Cut It. And here's why. This could potentially be a great podcast, right? It could potentially be a great episode. It could potentially be a great creation. But if I hadn't recorded this episode or 129 episodes prior, then that potential really means very little. Like, what does it actually stand for? What does it accomplish? See, too often we want to be judged and celebrated based on our potential, but the actions to substantiate that potential haven't been taken. So my question to you is, where in life are you leaning too heavily on your potential and not heavily enough on the actions to activate the potential? How do you manifest it? How do you make it real? How do you make sure that what you're known for is what you strive to be known for, and it's a true representation of what you're capable of as well? Too often, we find ourselves stuck in this cycle of, hey, based on my potential and who I could be, despite the fact that I'm acting indifferent, right? Indifference to that, right? Based on who I could be, you should love me a certain way. You should celebrate me a certain way. You should treat me a certain way. You should promote me a certain way. You should give me all the funds that I dream of, despite me proving that what those funds could be and should be used for will actually be the case. So it really boils down to show and prove. What are you actually showing to prove who you are? And also take note, this is going to be something that may ruffle some feathers, but hear me out. If your actions more consistently, right, your consistent actions are inconsistent with how you present yourself or who you say you are or how you expect to be treated, then guess what? You now need to make some changes. You now need to adapt. You have to consider what can be and should be different in your life, in your habits, in your productivity, in your presence, in your words, and all of those things. See, in so many cases, it falls on us. And truth be told, when I realized that my potential to be great would never outweigh my actual productivity and actions towards being great, when I realized that, my whole life changed. Now, I don't want you to look at this and assume that, oh man, well, he's got it made. He's got it all figured out. I'm still recording in my bedroom studio. I still write for myself. I still develop content for myself. I still create and do these things on my own. But I understood that in order for me to really aspire to those higher levels in life and those higher levels of creativity and of sharing and of serving others, I had to first and foremost commit myself and be consistent in my commitment to myself and to you guys by not just relying on my potential. Man, it's such a heavy topic these days because, again, so many people just feel like I should be handed, I should be given, I should be blessed with, it should just fall into my lap. And if you speak to the people, in many cases, they'll say like, no, of course, I don't expect it to come that easy. But if you ask them what they're doing to create, then the assumption there in the back of their minds is that it should be easier. And look, many of you, if you've listened to this podcast, if you follow my content, if you had a conversation with me, you've heard me speak about burnout. And there are two different schools of thought in regards to burnout. One of which is that the workload should decrease based on whatever factors are going on in the world, whether that be pandemic, whether that be agility and emotional awareness, whether that be depression, anxiety, all those things, right? But I often say, and I'll say it again now, you can only cut down to the scalp, right? So as a bald man, you can try to cut my hair on the top of my head all you want, but if it's down to the scalp, that's just as far as it goes based on where we are here and now in the world. Now, the other school of thought is this. The other school of thought says that we as people, as individuals, can become so much better, so much greater. We have exponential growth possibilities, but we actually have to do the work to become that better version of ourselves that has better productivity, that has more self-discipline, more self-motivation, that is more self-driven, that has the community that you rely on and that you connect with, that has the mutual accountability that is both ways, not just one way, right? Again, both ways, not just one way. So I lean to the school of thought that in regards to burnout or in regards to difficulty and most adversity that we'll face, because we can't just remove or reduce the challenge, we have to increase and be intentional, right? And have some intentionality behind our efforts here and now today, because guess what? Those issues that you're facing, that we're facing, they won't just disappear. They won't just decrease on their own. They won't just go away. Life is not built like that. And I feel for you if someone has misled you to believe that that's how life actually is. You know what? Let me go ahead and crack the egg for you, because the egg can never go back into the shell, right? Life is not meant to be easy. Life is truly what you make it, but guess what? What you make it still requires some challenge, some adversity. And when you create or implement the challenge into your life based on your own standards and where you want to go, then now you've given yourself the opportunity to rise up. You've given yourself the opportunity to lift up and to go beyond and to, again, exponentially grow in ways that maybe you or no one else around you ever thought was possible. But you still have to do the important work. You have to stop leaning on your potential and get on purpose. Be on purpose. In order to be in purpose, you first have to be on purpose. Again, in order to be in purpose and to feel like, oh, this is my thing that I really want to do and that I'll do for the rest of my life, you first have to be on purpose and at least taking the steps to develop yourself in the direction of who you believe that you are and can be. Because the potential, we all have some. We all have some potential. It's there. It's present in your life, in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. And that's the beautiful thing about being human. But if that potential is left untapped, then it cannot and will not serve you. And honestly, can it or should it be considered? How valuable is something that is untapped, right? I mean, an untapped well, right, of oil, I mean, it sounds great and awesome, but if you can't reach it, if you don't take all of the steps to get down to that oil, then where's the value in it? It just sounds good that there's oil there. So look, potential may as well be accidental because, again, it isn't intentional. And truth be told, if you have potential, it's because that's already built into you. You didn't necessarily like build that up in most cases. Maybe in some you have. But in most cases, it's just already there. And you want to lean to what's already there instead of building it up and giving it a strong foundation. And look, I had a conversation with a friend of mine. And in the conversation, he was saying how he was serving all of these people in his life, right? And he's doing his best to serve these people, but he's looking at them for indicators as to what he should do. And so what I challenged him to do is like, look, I said, you have the potential to be great and to be the man and the husband and the father and the friend for all these people that you really want to be. But you can't look at them for the indicators as to what you should do. You have to look at yourself in the mirror, right? Identify the Achilles heel, right? The shortcomings, the challenges, the areas where you don't want to step up, where you don't want to man up, where you don't want to take responsibility, where you don't want to be honest, vulnerable, and forthcoming about what you're being challenged by. You have to look at those areas and build there. That's where you have to start, because potential still needs to be proven. You have to start there. And based on building from the inside out, now you have a strong foundation. Now you can better serve those people, because if you aren't at your best, how can you give them your best? Now you can be present in those conversations. Now you can be inspired and inspiring. Now you can actually be the leader who they need and who you strive to be. But only if you stop leaning so heavily on your potential and expecting people to give you passes based on your potential. Because that potential, again, it's dangerous. Too much potential is dangerous because people will carry that with them everywhere they go, expecting the world to treat them based on this unseen, untapped, unsubstantiated, unquantified potential. And that's not how the world works. So my message to you today is play the hand that you've been dealt. Play the hand that you've been dealt. because you can't count on or consider what hasn't been substantiated, what hasn't been proven, what you aren't willing to create, what you don't already have. You can't count on that. So play the hand that you've been dealt. And again, this is one of my most valuable lessons that I've learned in life. And whenever I shifted from that perspective of just leaning to my potential and expecting a certain level of treatment based on potential, do you want to know what happened? I had the chance to create. I was able to be present. I was able to find opportunity. I then was productive. I then started this podcast. And now here I am 130 episodes later, and I'm far, far, far from done. But guess what? I'm already in the process. I'm already in the game. I can now be taken serious and considered based on what I produced, not just what I had the potential for. So with that being said, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I believe in your ability to do so. But I need you to believe in yourself enough to say, wow, this pool of potential is great and it can be powerful, but it is not enough for me to succeed to the degree of what I'm capable of. So let's activate. Let's get clocked in. Let's choose growth. Let's be focused forward. And let's do the work. As always, it's Corey. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.